case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Welcome back to the podcast. Josh was away again once again, so Chris was in. Hello.
Good morning or good afternoon, depending when you're listening to the podcast.
Good evening.
Yeah, after hours with Chris and Maddie. Yeah, day three filling in for Josh. It looks like, though, it's looking positive. He's going to be back.
This is the thing. It's very touch and go. We still haven't said exactly what's happening. I want him to be the one to be able to talk about it.
Yeah.
But yesterday at one point, so I had a very long nap. And within that nap, I got a message at the beginning of it saying, hey, I should be in tomorrow looking good. And then halfway through my nap, I got another one. I didn't read this till afterwards, saying, oh, scratch that. So it keeps changing. Mm. At this point, it's just kind of all up in the air. So
we will see. So I might be featuring again on tomorrow's podcast. Might not.
You might not be.
We'll find out then.
Well, tomorrow is a Power of Radio Day.
Ooh,
here.
It's going to be a very...
let's be honest. It's just a big sales pitch, which is fine because I used to work in sales at the radio station. I 100% understand why we need these things. And if it wasn't for sales, we wouldn't get paychecks and stuff like that. But just the kind of like way that this has happened, they're like, oh, you got to come up with something cool and wacky and to show the power of radio. I'm like, yeah, cool, but this is just for sales.
Yeah, but I mean, it's for businesses as well. It's a day where people who don't advertise, they've got an opportunity to get it at a more approachable price point. It's mm-hmm. like a once a year thing. So I mean, it's an exciting day for business, exciting day for sales. For us, it's like, well, how can we make this fun? So we've decided to give a bunch of stuff away. I think that's a certain level of fun.
Hopefully it works. We've had to kind of come up with a thing that like people these days, and just from my experience, usually I put myself in like the listeners' shoes when I try to like pitch things or we try to work out ideas and stuff. I'm like, what would I do if I was listening? And a lot of the time it's, I want to be as lazy as possible. Yes, I want to win stuff, but I want to do it in the easiest way.
As little work as possible. And I feel like maybe we've ticked those boxes, but if people listen on the, I don't know when they listen to the podcast. If they're listening today, if you listen tomorrow, you'll find out. Mm. If you're listening to this 3 weeks from now, it's done. It's already happened.
You'll find out tomorrow's podcast what happened with it.
Yeah.
It'll be an interesting day tomorrow. It's going to be probably a little bit stressful. I don't know if Josh is, if he is back, if he's going to love walking into that in the morning.
Yeah, surprise. Welcome back. God, I hope he's back.
Because you don't want to do it. Yeah, that's fair enough.
It's a big morning. It's always a very big, intense morning.
But there's free lunch tomorrow. We got this email late yesterday afternoon that's sneaky by Briley, who's in sales, who put like the subject as free lunch, and everyone like, of course everyone's going to click that. And then she did.
I started running downstairs. Yeah. I thought it was already down there waiting for us. Nope. Yeah.
And it's like, now that I have your attention. And granted, there is still free lunch happening, but you had to read through the other stuff to get to that bit. So I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, didn't make it easy for us. Nah, but that's tomorrow. What's on today's podcast? What have people got coming up?
We eat some chocolate.
Yeah, we delved a little deeper into the flake versus twirl debate, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Also reveal a different product that our office is getting in our kitchen renovation.
Yeah, I'm a bit sad to be
That's exciting.
Now.
And
like, missing all of you guys wasn't an issue, but deep fryer, missing out on that, now I'm sad about leaving. Air fryer, yeah, sorry, that's a lot.
Imagine if we got a deep, imagine like, we can't even like change a light bulb in this. This is the thing. I presume it's the same here because like the last station I worked at is part of the same network. We got in trouble for changing light bulbs. Mm. Like, no, OHS, no guy, or sorry, WHS, whatever it is now.
Yeah.
Can't change light bulbs. So imagine if we got a deep fryer. Mm.
We'd have to sit through one of those training manuals, you know, the training days where you watch videos and stuff. We'd need one of those before we could operate the deep fryer.
The thing though, like at my last station, we weren't allowed to change light bulbs, but our printer was broken one day and our station manager opened up and put a hole in the wall to try and change the cabling around. And I was like, what?
But don't change a light bulb.
Can't change a light bulb, guys. You're not allowed to do that. But I'm allowed to put my hand into a wall with live wires and move them around to try and get a printer to work.
Yeah, classic. Yeah.
Double standards, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it doesn't say anywhere in the rule book to not open up a wall and fiddle around in there, does it? It doesn't explicitly say that, guess it's a free pass.
That's the thing with a lot of stuff these days is there's all these like little leeways around.
That's why reading the terms and conditions of anything is just, it's impossible. Have you ever seen the book that comes with insurance, like their product disclosure statement?
Oh. And only until you actually need to use the insurance and you start reading that bit of the terms and conditions that you need, you're like, oh. And then that you have nothing to stand on because they give you them.
You sign the
they
thing.
Give you every opportunity. It's the same with like renting a house and stuff. If you don't do your own investigation into things and it's not there.
It definitely feels like the important information's buried.
Yeah.
It's like buried in a wall of very hard to read jargon. Mm. Just so you know, there should be a law against it. Well, everyone almost needs a lawyer to read these things for them.
I know. When we were moving here and signing up for electricity and gas, we were reading the terms and conditions of these different plans because for some reason they were all different. And then trying to work out the different price, what would work best for us. And it was really frustrating.
Being
like
an adult. Huh?
Yeah, you'd read like the terms and conditions of one thing that would look really good. And then you'd get into it. And then it's like, oh, yeah, no, you can't do this. You can't do that. You can't cancel. If you do, you have to pay this fee and all this other stuff. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
So you don't want to get caught out.
Read your T's and C's.
What would the T's and C's of the podcast or this show be, you reckon?
Well, I mean, everyone who's listening right now should have already read and agreed to them, but you have to pay us. We'll bill you at the end of the month, $600.
I wish.
And we expect it deposited into
our account. No, because that won't even work.
Now, the T's and C's are just you're not allowed to complain. We'd appreciate it if you don't complain.
But
we'll
if you do, if you want to complain, come on the podcast and we'll have an open debate session about it. That's the thing. If you want to complain about something that is said on here, you have to be able to come and say it into a microphone yourself.
Yeah, not hiding behind a keyboard.
That's the thing, Because I feel like that happens a lot of the time with people, like especially keyboard warriors these days, is they will complain and complain behind a keyboard, but you put them on the spot and they're like,
when it comes time to put your money where your mouth is.
Mm. No. I found that with like confronting people as well, because I don't really love confrontation, but I am not scared to voice an opinion if I believe it is right towards somebody, depending on how close we are. Like, there was a guy that I was having a very big argument with and very much a keyboard warrior, and then I called them out in person and they didn't know what to do. And I was like,
back down.
Excuse me, you type all this BS all the time. I'm going to call you out in person and you can't even stand up to it. Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. Facebook has made it too easy for people to have a good old whinge. But anyway, here we are whinging about it. So.
But let's get into the podcast. Enjoy. Josh will hopefully be back tomorrow. We will see. Have a good, what day is it? Wednesday or whatever day you're listening to this.
Yeah, have fun.
The all-new Power FM Brekkie Show with Josh and Maddie.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
It is 6:06, the Power FM Breakfast Show. Kick it off for your Wednesday. It's Chris filling in for Josh again today, but all going well. Josh back in the chair tomorrow.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yes.
It's a bit touch and go at the moment with Joshy boy. So I got within the space of 20 minutes, I got a message yesterday being like, yep, I'm coming in. And then the next two messages and then the one after that was, yes, scratch that.
Yeah, but he's going all right. He'll tell you all about it, no doubt.
Now, last year after what started with the bushfires and then COVID, I feel like people are really aware of the air that we breathe in. And air purifiers became like the hottest product.
I completely forgot about that aspect of 2020.
Yeah.
Driving around in that smoky haze.
Mm. Well, that's the thing. Like, and with like the floods going on as now, your mind is like, oh my God, this is so terrible. But you just think back to just over 12 months ago and the bushfires. And it was insane. And air purifiers were just everyone's go-to item.
Yeah.
And it was kind of scary that we were getting into that, because you never think about like Australia's not having clean air. You know, Tasmania has the cleanest air in the world.
Didn't know
to
that.
To breathe in. Yeah, it does actually.
I can believe it.
So Dyson, you know, we all know Dyson, the expensive air move arounders that they are.
I love that that's their niche. Like, to the best of my knowledge, Dyson hasn't ventured into any other area. If it doesn't push air, they're not interested. Like, they've got the vacuum, which is famous, iconic, which sucks air. It's still moving air around. The hairdryer, that's just the opposite to a very powerful vacuum.
Yeah.
It's just a heated air blower.
Well, it's just a reverse one.
Then they have those cool fans, the ones that look like a spaceship, again, just pushing air around. What else is Dyson in the business in? It's all air-related.
Yeah, it's all air-related. And they've also got the air purifiers, and they are launching a brand new one. It is called the Formaldehyde range. It features sealed HEPA 13 standard filtration system that can remove 99.95% of particles. Now, I know that just sounds like a bunch of words, but it's actually meant to be a really, really good air purifier. And it's got this sensing technology that sets the product above all the others on the market, as it destroys a toxin found in most homes that can cause asthma-like respiratory problems and skin irritation, such as dermatitis and itching.
Yeah, okay.
So this would help people not only with, like, obviously the different air quality and stuff around the place, but for anyone that does have, like, respiratory issues and things like that. So it's great news for our lungs, bad news for our wallets.
Yeah, of course, because Dyson also has a reputation for pushing air around and doing it
very
in a very premium price tag kind of way.
So there's two new air purifiers coming out, the formal hide range that I said before.
Oh, well, I think, is it formaldehyde? Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, because that's like a, I think, I don't know anything about it. I just tried to do a quick Google and found nothing. It's like a chemical or something. So maybe it like cleans it, and I guess if it's purifying
there
air,
you go.
That's what it's doing. So how much is that one?
So there's two in it. The hot and cool one will retail for $999.
Oh, so this is heating and cooling as well.
Yeah, so there's a heating and cooling one, and then the HEPA cool one is coming in at $799.
So that just cools the air.
Yeah, so both $100 more than the earlier versions. But also with this, though, engineers have worked on reducing the sound that it gets. Because a lot of, like, so I used to have a Dyson heater. My ex took it when we broke up.
Yeah.
One thing I'm really salty over.
You got the puppy, he got the Dyson, and you're still not sure who got the better deal. The Dyson doesn't pull on the rug, does it?
No, it doesn't. Anyways, our puppy went to get together. Anyways, but so this one, it reduces the sound by 20%, which with my last one, all you heard all night was...
It was loud, was it?
Like, it was really loud.
So it sounds like it's a win for people with asthma, people, you know, who just get chronic hay fever and those sorts of things.
Yeah.
Where are we at on the virus front? Like, if someone has a cold, does it have the technology to...
Well, I presume it might help, because it might take out some of those...
Kill some of the airborne bacteria
and things like that, but...
That's kind of what's on my mind. That's what I want it for at the moment.
Are you going to pay a grand for that, though? That peace of mind that it might help if someone gets a cold?
Rather the free vaccine.
Yeah,
if
same.
We're talking COVID.
Yeah, me too.
Cool, interesting. Well, good work, Dyson. Look forward to seeing it in action. Bit of a Yeezy for Maddie's magical musical moment.
Magical moment, okay.
I prefer magical moment. Some days it's a song, some days it's a trick. You never know what you're going to get.
It's and Maddie's, it's definitely going to work moment. Well on radio trying to just, do magic.
Just you explaining a card trick to the listeners. Yeah, so what you guys, if you were here in the studio, it's amazing because I pulled up the Six of Hearts.
Well, it could work, though, because I could just fake that we get it every time.
Oh, we don't even have cards in the studio.
I know. See, that could be a fun
it's
game.
Just a big
did
ruse.
I actually do the magic trick or not? And you just got to go off our reaction.
Yeah. Do we sound genuine? Are we good actors? Give us a call. Yeah, maybe we'll workshop that idea. But that was Maddie's musical moment today. Kanye West, Power, because tomorrow is Power of Radio Day. It's your chance to experience it for yourself, the power of radio.
Yes. So you haven't had the pleasure of meeting my puppy yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
Little Miss Molly. Are you a dog or a cat person? I don't think I've ever actually asked that.
Definitely more of a dog person.
Love that.
Like, I grew up in a household with both.
Yeah.
But when I watch an animal, the one that's going to warm my heart more so is watching a dog.
Yeah, dogs, if you could get
life.
One, you'd get a dog.
Yes. Yeah. But I think cats are less maintenance. Like, from a logistical point of view, I think cats are easier.
The cats lose hair, though. Like, my dog doesn't lose hair.
Oh, some dogs do.
Yeah, you just get one that doesn't shed.
Dogs are just messy and they're loving. They're so loving. They want to spend lots of time with you. Cats, you can forget about them. You don't have to see them for a week and they're happy. They prefer it that way.
Well, I prefer my dog to love me.
Yeah.
And last night, Molly, so she's a little cavoodle. She's 1 year old. And we were playing with a spiky ball that she has, because it's the only ball that she can't destroy, because she's very smart, my little dog. And so if you give her something that has a seam in it, she will destroy it.
Yeah.
And so we're playing with it. It's a very sturdy ball. It is great. I was throwing it down the hallway, and then she'd go and chase it. We have a nice long hallway. She'd go and chase it and then run it back down to me, and we'd go. So a bit of fetch in the house, which was great.
Yeah.
And at one point, so she ran down the hallway, got it, came back to me, and then she'd try to hide so I didn't throw it again. I think she was getting annoyed at me throwing it. She's like, I just want to play with it, Mom. Stop throwing it. And so she was hiding under our coffee table, and she had her paw on top of the ball being like, you're not moving this.
Yeah.
And I came over to her. I was like, Molly, I'm going to get the ball. And as I go down to grab it, Molly flicks it with her paw and pushes it away.
Tables are turned. Now
and
you
fetch. And I was like, what what is this? Like, and it's just the way that she did it was the most sassiest, like, just imagine your kid or just even your dog just having their paw or their hand on the ball. As soon as you go down to bend down to pick it up, they flick it away.
So she bats it away. Maybe she's just trying to turn the table. She's like, no, you fetch.
I think that's what happened. And I was like, since when did you learn how to throw the ball away from me? And I was very frustrated.
You're going to come home tonight and Molly's going to be opening up a can of food from the fridge and emptying it into a bowl for you, pushing it across the floor. Go, here you go, eat up.
All have the tables have turned.
Yeah, she's going to be running that house in no time.
Excuse me? Donuts and KFC, that's a bit odd.
It's not a combination we're familiar with.
Yeah, so I started doing some research and I know what you're thinking. Maddie, why didn't you know about this before this girl even started talking about it? You're right on the KFC train. Look, I haven't been paying attention, okay? I've had other things going on in my life.
Distracted by non-donut related matters.
Yes, but KFC does have donuts now.
Yeah, so...
crazy.
People who have been long-time listeners of the Power FM Breakfast Show would know that I have an affinity towards donuts. Each year on my birthday, Jules, our former co-host, would bring me in like a bouquet of Krispy Kreme donuts. It was the best.
Cute.
Yeah, really good. Huge donut fan. So what's KFC got? What are they putting out? Please don't tell me they're deep-fried chicken-flavoured donuts. That'd be weird.
No. So they are described as golden brown, crunchy, cinnamon-coated donut balls.
Ah, little balls.
Yeah. So they've got them in a few different options as well. They have got what's known as the Kentucky Fried Donut Go Bucket, which is chips and the donuts together.
That's such a weird combination.
I know. I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh, I'm here for it. I
want to try it, though, because I feel like the cinnamon sugar kind of going on to the chips might taste really nice, and then also the salt of the chips going on to the cinnamon. I feel like it would work.
Yeah.
Thing though, you can only order through the app, which we both know. I only ever order through the KFC app.
Oh, then you're fine.
I'm fine with this. So the Go Bucket is on the secret menu. Yep. If you don't know how to get to the secret menu on the app, you just scroll down and hold it, and a little Colonel Sanders will pop up for you.
Yeah.
On the regular menu though, they've got meals, including the donuts, which is great.
So it's like pieces of chicken, chips, and then donut for dessert.
Yeah. So they've got the fill up featuring Kentucky Fried Donuts. So it's available until 4 o'clock. It includes a snack box of donuts, a wicked wing, a tender, potato and gravy, and chips for only $4.95.
I'm hoping that
sounds good.
I'm hoping, because there's nothing more delicious than a donut that's straight out of the fryer.
Yeah.
Like piping hot, fresh, still like squishy on the inside. That's what I'm hoping this is.
I mean, I'm going to bring other competitors into this. McDonald's have donuts.
Do they?
Yes, they do. I have tried.
As a secret?
No, they've had them for a while, a good year or so, I think. And I have tried them, but I don't know if it's like the normal thing for them, but they've always been not crispy. They've just been
like softer donuts.
Very, very soft. I think they're meant to be crispy. I'm not sure. But every time I have had them, they are just more doughy than anything, and I like...
You want a crispy donut.
I want a crispy on the outside and a doughy on the inside.
I think...
Where they just kind of taste like bread coated in sugar.
Which also sounds delicious.
Yeah.
I see, my donut, I have not strayed towards a specific type of donut. In fact, the only type of donuts I don't really like are the heavy cinnamon ones you get from a supermarket that are cold.
Oh, they're cold.
I don't like those.
Oh, I do. Look... I just love donuts, and I used to work at Woolworths in the bakery, and it was my job to do the donuts.
Yeah, but were you getting them when they were fresh out the cooker?
Yes.
That's the difference. If you can get them fresh and warm, then that's amazing.
Yeah, and I've talked about this on the show before with Josh. There is a Krispy Kreme store on the outskirts of Adelaide that has...
Oh, yeah, I remember when that opened. I remember the lines.
Yeah.
I remember some dude got mugged. Do you remember
what?
That?
No.
When that Krispy Kreme opened... It was the first one in Adelaide. It was a big deal. There were lineups for days. And some dude bought two 12 packs or something, and he was walking home with his donuts, and a dude mugged him for his donuts.
That's kind of sad.
It's super sad, but that's how seriously Adelaide took its first Krispy Kreme.
Well, yeah, but with this one, though, because it's on the highway, but they've now built an overpass, so you kind of bypass it, which sucks. But they have a big sign out the front, the typical kind of sign you'd see at the front of a Macca's or a KFC or whatever, and it has a light on it. And if the red light is on, it means free donuts, fresh.
Yeah, I've heard that. that.
And so I've tested it. I have gotten, you say that you can't have a cinnamon donut cold. I can't, I can barely have a Krispy Kreme cold now because I got one straight out of the like making bit.
Yeah.
Like it was
the
kind
creamery.
Of,
let's the call creamery, it the Krispy Kremery.
Like freshly glazed. It was hot, like piping hot. And now I can't go back to normal.
I want to try that, but I also don't want donuts spoiled for me. Anyway, so I need to try Macca's donuts. I need to try KFC donuts.
We can go do the great, you've got like 1.5 weeks left here. We can do the great donut trip, the round trip of Ballarat's for donuts.
It's like a pub crawl, but, specifically donuts. For donuts.
It's the fresh way to wake up. Power FM Brekkie with Josh and Maddie.
It's 7:06, the Power FM Breakfast Show. It's a drill downstairs, Maddie.
I'm so confused. I kept like hearing things and I'm like, what is that? And it's just this like slight hum of I'm like, is someone vacuuming outside the door?
I was panicking for a moment because I thought it was something weird that was going to air.
That's what I first thought. I was like, is someone like got a microphone on somewhere and just like into it?
Okay, so for those listening at home, we don't know if it's coming through the radio or not, but we're getting a kitchen renovation happening at the moment and the tradies must be getting an early start down there and they're doing some drilling by the sounds of things.
I don't even know. Like, I think it's more than drilling. It sounds like sanding, I reckon.
It kind of, the way it was reverberating through the floor, it kind of sounded a little bit like they'd brought some livestock into the building. Like, it's just, it's a lot of noise. Anyway.
Yesterday we got some, I felt like it was unexpected news. I wasn't prepared for an announcement of COVID restrictions. And I didn't even know that it happened until like afterwards. And then all of a sudden there was all these headlines and I was like, wait, what did I miss?
Yeah, there was some easing of restrictions. I'm kind of the same. Like I only really follow these things closely when they're, like when we're in the middle of a lockdown, then I'm like tuning in to the next announcement that might be revealing either harder lockdown or eased lockdown. Whereas now that things have been fairly well back to normal, I've just kind of like disengaged again. So it was a pleasant surprise yesterday afternoon to find that not Daniel Andrews, he's still recovering from his injury. I think it was his chief health officer who did the announcement.
No, it was the acting premier.
Oh, who did it. Okay. But revealed some easing of restrictions.
Yes. So not yet. I did notice that people yesterday seem to have already started doing these easings.
It's more or less Friday. Mask is off.
I know. But from Friday, 6 p.m., so not already, the main one is masks will no longer be required in retail settings but will still need to be worn on public transport, taxis and ride shares as well as sensitive settings like hospitals, which means I don't have to pack one to go grocery shopping.
Yeah. Although as part of the announcement, they did say carry one around with you just in case you need it.
Yeah, but which we all do anyway. Like,
I've got one in my car.
Well, listen, I've got one in my handbag, one in my car, one here at work.
I usually have one in the back pocket of most pairs of pants I wear because I forget it's in there.
Well, I think that's what happened to Greg's. He had like four when we moved here and then they all disappeared and he couldn't find them anywhere. I was like, I reckon they're in the back pockets of your pants somewhere. But he has that many pairs of pants. It was easier to just buy new ones
needle
than
a haystack
trying to find
situation.
Them. And we just bought new masks as well.
Well, I do like that this kind of clarifies, because there was always that situation where we knew in bigger shopping centres, so supermarkets, places like Bunnings and actual shopping centres like Stockland, you had to wear it. But then there was the smaller places that were still fairly big that you go, there was uncertainty
was
as to where you did and did not need to wear it. So I was just erring on the side of caution. I was wearing it going into most shops. So this is nice and neat. Unless it's public transport or, like you say, the sensitive areas like healthcare or aged care, then you're good to go.
Yeah, so which is very exciting. Also, visitors to your home will now be relaxed. You can have 100 people a day.
There's nothing relaxing about that for me. That's too many. Guess. And like also, even 15's intimidating for me.
And also outdoor personal events can be capped at 200 up from 100. So if you want to have a big kind of party or something and 100's too much for your house, you can go outside and have 200.
Yeah. The footy caps lifted ahead of round two kicking off, and this one has been lifted a day earlier than the rest of the restrictions.
Which is fair enough.
Well, round two's Thursday night. MCG, I think Carlton are playing, and that raises the capacity to, I think, 75,000, if I'm remembering correct. It's 75% of the
And I'm pretty sure MCG is 100,000, so it makes it just pretty easy.
So that kind of makes sense. But anyway, so that means footy fans will hopefully have more luck getting tickets.
Yeah, the same with there's a game in Geelong this weekend as well, so their capacity gets to go up as well. So if you want to head over and get some extra tickets, you can. Indoor non-seated settings such as nightclubs can go up to 75% as well, but are capped at 1,000 people at a time. That's all right. No caps on gym classes or in workplaces, and the density limits will go from 1 per 4 square metres to 1 per 2 square metres in places like pubs.
Yeah, and of course, as always, if you need more clarification on these, the details can be found at the DHHS website. It'll give you your full list of what the current restrictions are.
You a fan of special buys at Aldi?
Yeah, I love getting caught up in the hype. I've never actually bought one, though.
Oh, really? I've bought so many.
Have you?
The amount of times that, to me, Aldi is like a Kmart, that I will walk in trying to get just one thing, like milk or something, and will walk out with the most bizarre thing that you could ever imagine.
Yeah.
Happens all the time. In case you're wondering, today is special buy day. Something up your alley, you can get a premium espresso machine.
Can you?
For $2.99.
All right, I'm going to look into that.
I feel like that's pretty good.
Nespresso or espresso?
Espresso, like one of the proper coffee machine ones.
Yeah, more interested in that. All right, I'm going to look it up. What would you say is your wildest special buy purchase? I've heard people are buying things like kayaks in the past.
Paint? Is that an odd? I feel like that's an odd thing to buy from Aldi, like tile paint.
Paint?
Yeah.
Did you use it?
Yeah.
Did you have a use for it?
Yeah, we painted our bathroom with it.
Yeah, good.
So whoever's living in our
special
house. Special buy
paint.
We've bought like quite a few different things. Oh, we've also got a little one that's actually going on sale again this weekend, a pet sofa lounge for dogs. And it was actually quite expensive. And Molly does not touch it. So we just have
it's
this.
Too special.
We have this decorative pet couch next to our real couch. It's hilarious.
It's like the good one. She's saving it for a special occasion, and the occasion has been special enough. See, for me, it's more just the adventure of it. I like sort of meandering down that aisle of random stuff. It's the one that's between the fruit and veg and the groceries.
Because sometimes you get multiple weeks' worth of special buys together. But it's the worst, though, when you have in your mind what you want to get from the special buys and then you go and it doesn't have it.
Yeah.
But this problem might be getting solved because, like everything else that happened in 2020, going online, Aldi is apparently announcing online shopping.
Yeah, online, and they're going to have sort of a humble start to this with just their special buys and alcohol offering going online, and then perhaps, maybe, potentially opening it up to the wider range into the future.
Yeah, which is great.
Well, it's going to be a game changer for people who are lining up for the special buys. Does this mean you won't have to do the early morning pre-7am lineup?
So they said that this would work great for things like their snow gear sale, because I don't know if you've been to an Aldi on a snow gear sale day, but it is insane.
Yeah.
And they couldn't do it last year because of COVID, and they knew if they put it on, everyone would just rock up and COVID restrictions would just be thrown out the window. Everyone would be on top of each other, things like that. So there's no confirmed timing on when the online store would be open, but they say it will happen, but it's in the works. Definitely in the works. It's not a definitely happening, but it's definitely in the works.
I'm curious to know what's going to happen here with those highly coveted special buy items. Will they have a set allocation for online, and once that's sold out, it's sold out, and then remaining allocation for
I'd presume so, yeah.
The stores itself?
I think so, because they also announced that they're opening 20 new stores across the country over the next year, so yeah.
You know what's really funny? South Australia only got its first Aldi in recent years. But you may have picked up on this because you lived in SA for a little bit. But we say our A sounds a little bit differently. Instead of plant, we say plant.
Yeah.
So when we see the AL combination, we'll call it Aldi.
Well, this is what I was worried about because my boyfriend is South Aussie through and through, and I still get annoyed at him when he says certain things.
Yeah. Have you heard him say Aldi / Aldi?
Oh, I think he knew that I called it Aldi, he made sure.
See, this is a little bit cheeky. When Alice and I, my wife and I, moved to Ballarat, We were calling her Audie. And then I eventually, from chatting to Jules here at work, I learned very quickly that it was Audi. I'm pretty sure she probably corrected me a bunch of times, but I didn't want to correct Alice because I just thought it was cute the way she called it Audie. So I would be around the house calling it Audie. And then even after Alice caught on to the fact that it's meant to be Audi, I was still going, no, it's Audie. I'm pretty sure it's Audie. Just because I wanted to hear it. Anyway, they're going online. Looking forward to doing some specialised shopping from the comfort of my home.
Kids. We all know one. We all were one.
We've all met a kid at some point in our lives. Yes. I mean, I make a habit to avoid children these days.
Fair enough. But we all seem to kind of forget how quickly they pick up on things that we do in our lives. Mm. And sometimes it's hilarious and sometimes it's, ooh.
Sometimes it's outright inappropriate.
Yeah, usually swear words is one that you might just say in passing by accident. Like you stub your toe and do a bit of a swear because it hurts and the kid picks it up and then all of a sudden they're walking around saying...
They think it's this fun new thing. And of course the parent's initial reaction is to laugh because it's initially hilarious. And the kid goes, hey, this gets a good response. I'm going to do it more often.
Well, this is the thing. Like on the weekend we were hanging out with Greg's niece and she's a little cutie, Esther her name is. And she's starting to use cutlery, and her use of cutlery is full on stabbing everything with a fork. And it is hilarious because she has this cheeky little grin when she does it.
Okay.
And we were like, it was so funny. But we couldn't laugh at it because then she does it more and more, and they're trying to teach her to do it gently.
Okay.
But also with Esther on the weekend, we're at dinner, and I love kids so much. And her and I were having a stare off across the table. She's 18 months old. We're having a stare off across the table.
Yeah.
And Greg's had a cruiser. Don't know why he was drinking a cruiser, but anyway.
He's okay to love a cruiser. I know Josh loves the occasional cruiser. We make fun of him at the office, but...
I drink them as well.
He's not shy around a raspberry cruiser.
But yeah, so Greg's was drinking one. It was half empty and Esther really likes music and stuff. I was like, oh, I'll do like what I call like the beer flute kind of thing, like the bottle flute, how you blow on top of it like the...
Yeah.
And it makes a noise. And so I started doing that to her. She loved it. And we're having a great old time across the table. And then I found out yesterday that because I did that to her, she is now doing it on everything. Like, she tries to make her food make noises by blowing on it. On her sippy cup, she is trying to blow into it to make a noise.
I love that she just thinks it's a magic reaction.
I know.
And it's just trial and error to find out which items do it.
Yeah, but if you just blow on it, it's going to make noise. So I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, we have to be careful around swearing and stuff with her. Mm. So it's just ridiculous, like, how quickly they pick up on things.
Yeah.
And she was at our house once and she was a bit bored. So I was like, let's go round and we'll see all the fake plants that we have, because we have quite a few. Our house is a jungle. And from that point on, she would always go and touch every plant that she would see. And I'm like, yes, yeah, sorry, guys.
I did that.
Yeah.
So you've got a lot of power. You seem to be quite an influence.
Oh, yeah. Her and I are besties. Yeah. It's quite funny.
You can get her doing anything.
Yeah. But it also got me thinking, a girl that I used to work with, she had the sassiest four-year-old you will ever, like, four going on 18, like, the sassiest thing I have ever met. Her name is Flo, or Florence. And her mum is also a little bit sassy, so I can see where she gets it from, but both lovely people. And she picked up on her mum saying good chat to people, which you use when, like, it's kind of an awkward situation, I find.
Yeah, and so good chat, and it ends it, and you leave.
So Flo would be having a conversation with someone. They'd be like, oh, so how's school going, or do you have a favourite toy? And then Flo would get bored and go, good chat, and walk off, which is hilarious.
Such a power move coming from a four-year-old kid.
But I feel like everyone has kind of a situation that this has happened.
Yeah, and we want to hear from you guys. 5333 1031 is our number. Our neighbour had this unfortunate situation happen to him. He was telling us how his little boy, he would go out to the backyard regularly and just pee on the lemon tree, and he'd bring his little boy out and he'd also pee on the lemon tree, and it just became a thing they did at home. His first day at school.
Oh, no.
His four-year-old or five, however old they are when they start school, at recess, goes out the back class, like a classroom door, into the playroom, pulls his pants down and pees on a tree.
But 533-1031, what has your kid picked up on you doing?
Yeah, what have they started doing? 533-1031 is our number. Give us a call. We've got Trevor from Sebastopol. Trevor, what have your kids picked up from you?
Well, it's actually my niece, because when I was staying with my sister and my niece, I went and grabbed a newspaper and I sort of playfully tapped my sister on the head with it because she's a lot shorter than me. So now when my sister's lying on the lounge, my niece will walk up to her and grab something like a newspaper or a magazine and just start hitting her on the head with it.
Oh, no. As long as there's nothing firm nearby, like a bat or something, you should be all right.
Firm, but I did get a good laugh out of it. He actually resorted to picking up rolls of wrapping paper and hitting my sister on the head with it.
Well, this is the thing, though. You don't realise, like, how much kids pick up on. You do this one tiny thing once and they're like, oh, that looks fun. I'm going to do that all the time now.
Well, that's what I thought as well. And then all of a sudden I'm glad that I didn't show her what I was doing when I was playing football and doing some of those ordinary things that you do to your opponents when you're not happy. So I'm glad you see that.
Yeah, that's probably, of all the bad habits she could pick up, that's probably the one you'd pick, isn't it?
Oh, that's right.
Yesterday on the show we talked about Flake v. Twirls.
Yes.
Because a guy on TikTok has posted a bit of a series being like, they are the same chocolate except a twirl is dipped in more chocolate to, you know, put a, like, sarcophagus around the flake.
It's like a little sleeping bag. It encases it in the milk chocolate, keeps the flake together. But I'm with whoever this guy is. I think both flake and twirl are the same chocolate. Cadbury addressed this with this slippery statement. This is what they said. They said both Cadbury twirl and Cadbury flake bars are made with Cadbury chocolate that we know and love. We can confirm that they are not one in the same. However, each of them is made is a secret, and that's for our chocolatiers. So they've said they're not the same. We know they're not the same. One has chocolate around the outside. We want to know if the middle is the same.
The middle is the same. So I was at Woolies in Sebaste yesterday, and I noticed that Flakes and Twirl were on special for $1 each. I'm not sure if they still are today, but they were when I went last night. And I was like, oh, all right, we're going to do this. We're going to do the science experiment.
We're testing it.
The idea was I was going to cut the twirl up a little bit and then the flake up and see what the differences were. Our kitchen is getting redone here in the office and we have no plates, no knives and
no cutlery,
forks.
No.
We have plastic spoons, but anything else. So I've gotten some paper towel. I've just sanitized my hands.
Okay.
So we're going to open up. Let's just have a bit of ASMR here quickly.
I love the noise of a chocolate bar opening. Oh,
How good was that? Mm. All right, that was the twirl opening up, in case you're wondering. Let's open up the flake, bit of more ASMR.
That's you can tell that's a flake packaging because you can hear the pitter-patter of all the crumbs falling on the table. Classic flake behaviour.
Yeah. I'm trying not to make a mess.
See, this is why I don't like flake, is because... Oh, I've just noticed something straight off the bat. I don't like flake because it's messy, but what I've just noticed is flake is significantly bigger than a finger of twirl.
Yes, but you get two twirls in a packet, whereas you only get one flake.
No, but what I'm saying is that kind of blows my theory out the water that they are literally just chocolate coating a flake.
Well, no,
because it's smaller chocolate.
Well, this is the thing. So I'm just doing a bit of a measuring comparison. One flake is the equivalent of 1.5 twirls in lengthwise. Width-wise, a twirl is much smaller.
Yeah.
So I still feel like it is the same kind. Like
the same chocolate, just a smaller version.
Just a smaller version. So let's snap a twirl in half.
Okay.
And you can see it's like a folded kind of chocolate
What's
on top
the
of each
density
other?
Of the folds between the flake and the twirl?
It is very small, if you can see there.
Can I eat some?
Yeah, go for it. Actually, no, don't take
don't eat some.
Don't
okay.
do the experiment just yet.
All right,
so look, but comparing the two,
okay,
I've got a
flake.
This is going to be
you're
very
nervous
messy.
About breaking
yeah.
a flake.
Okay, so comparing a flake inside to it looks
it's
very
the
similar.
Same chocolate.
One is just square, one is just round.
And the pouring of the flake and the twirl is different. So the flake is stacked in layers on top of one another, whereas the twirl looks like it's any which way. You know what I mean? Like the laying of the layers of the flakes of chocolate kind of goes in like an arch configuration rather than just a flat stack like you see on the flake.
Well, I've just broken off the outer chocolate coating on the twirl and the inside of a twirl breaks apart exactly the same way a flake does.
Oh, what a mess.
Like, look at this.
No, we're going to need a vacuum cleaner.
I'm going to do a quick little taste test, right? I'm going to do the insides of the twirl just now. Yep, that is chocolate.
Is it good chocolate?
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, excellent.
All right, doing a bit off the flake now. No taste difference.
I mean, this isn't the most scientific experiment.
I think that Cadbury is right in saying that they are not the same, only because of the size difference and the twirl is dipped in an extra layer of chocolate.
Let's do the microwave test.
Yeah.
Yesterday we were talking about how apparently you can't microwave a flake. Apparently they don't melt. They heat up, but they don't melt. Put the flake in there with the twirl and see if one melts and the other doesn't.
Come back tomorrow for more answers on Cadbury Chat.
We'll get to the bottom of this.
Sorry, that was very loud, probably in people's radios, because it's very loud in my ear.
Yep.
So Age Gauge, it is our typical Wednesday game you've never played before, so...
This is my first time playing the Age Gauge. Can I guess the rules?
Well, it changes every week.
Oh, well, that's going to make it hard.
Yeah, so it's just always something to do with a bit of, like, age. So last week we did put these AFL clubs in order of establishment date. So how old the clubs were, like youngest to oldest.
That's sort of what I was just going to guess. Do I have to try and gauge someone's age?
It all just depends. Today, I've gone with one we did a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to give you a celebrity and a product of some kind.
Okay.
And you have to tell me which is older.
Which is older. Okay.
Yeah, it'll make sense.
The celebrity or the product.
Very easy to go through this one. So the first one, Game Boy or Jennifer Lawrence? What's older?
Ooh. Good question.
It's harder than
you think.
Now,
how old was Jennifer Lawrence when she did Hunger Games? I'm thinking she would have been early 20s.
I can't help you with any ages.
Yeah. Hunger Games came out a few years ago. Game Boy would probably be 25, 26. I'm going to say Jennifer Lawrence is only just older.
Bam.
Damn.
Game Boy is only just older.
By how much?
A year. 1989 was the Game Boy. Jennifer Lawrence, 1990.
Ah. She's younger than I thought.
Yeah.
She's a lot younger than I thought.
All right, next one.
I mean older than I thought. I don't know what I'm saying.
What's older? Tickle Me Elmo or Billie Eilish?
Oh. It's Tickle Me Elmo. I remember when these come out. Creepy little buggers. You go into Target and you'd trigger them all off and then you'd leave the store and they'd be up there dancing and carrying on. I remember it had a weird glitch. It would get halfway through its song and then it would do like this little neck crack twitch.
Oh,
it was creepy.
Anyways, what's older, Tickle Me Elmo or Billie Eilish?
Tickle Me Elmo.
Correct.
Oh, yes.
1996 v 2001.
Jeez, Billie Eilish is young.
She's very young.
Wow.
Alrighty, next one. Tupperware or Leonardo DiCaprio?
Oh, I'm going Tupperware's older. I feel like Tupperware came out in the, I'm going to say 50s or 60s is my guess. And Leonardo DiCaprio, he'd be what, 40?
Well, you are correct. Tupperware, yes. 1946.
46 for Tupperware.
Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio, 74.
Yeah, nice.
All right, next one. Barbie dolls or Morgan Freeman?
I feel like Barbie dolls have been around for a long time. Morgan Freeman, I'd have to guess he was in his 70s. That'd be my guess. I'm going to go... Wait, what was the other thing?
Barbie doll or Morgan Freeman?
I'm going Barbie doll.
Oh,
damn. When did Barbie dolls come out?
1959.
Okay.
Morgan Freeman, born in 1937.
He came out in the 30s, did he?
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman.
He's a lot older than I think.
He is older than I think. Wow, 1930. Yeah, wow.
All right, last one. You've got two right, two wrong. This is for the pass.
Okay.
Post-it notes or Jennifer Lopez? Like sticky notes.
Yeah, the little yellow ones.
Yeah.
What's
older?
This is tough.
Post-it notes or Jennifer Lopez?
When did post-it notes arrive? I'm guessing they maybe arrived on the scene in the 80s. I'm going to go J-Lo's older.
Correct.
Yes, that's a pass.
Jennifer Lopez, 1969, post-it notes, 1974.
Oh, how good. I was off with the 80s for the post-it notes. That doesn't matter.
Still gets it right.
It's the pass that counts.
At the moment, our kitchen here at the station is getting redone.
Yeah, getting a renovation. I'm worried I'm going to miss the flash new kitchen. I'm leaving end of next week.
Yeah, I don't think it's meant to be done until after the Easter long weekend.
No, originally, maybe the time frame has changed, but I was of the impression that I was going to get like half a week of new kitchen.
Well, I don't know.
Hopefully things don't get slowed down. Keep drilling down there, guys.
Well, keep sanding. They were sanding earlier, and it was very loud, but that's fine. But we're getting like different deliveries and stuff brought into the office of stuff that is going into the kitchen. I saw that the dishwasher had arrived, and that's
getting a dishwasher.
That's it. That's why I'm okay with this kitchen renovation, because
why aren't you okay? Maddie comes in and says, no, I didn't take a sign off on this kitchen renovation.
But I just felt like the kitchen renovation was a little bit unnecessary. There's better things we could spend the money on. But then when they're like, oh, we're getting a dishwasher, I was like,
kitchen was getting pretty, okay. But pretty smashed.
Like, better things we could spend the money on, in my opinion. But anyways, that's a conversation for another day. But I did notice a certain appliance got delivered, I presume late yesterday afternoon.
Okay.
And as soon as I walked in this morning, I saw it. And there was discussions, like, jokingly the other week about this, and I didn't think it was actually going to happen.
Okay.
But our office, as part of our brand new kitchen renovation, has gotten an air fryer.
Really?
Yes.
We're getting on the air fryer bandwagon.
Well, this is the thing. We've gone from having no dishwasher, no instant hot water or anything like that, to getting a brand new kitchen with a dishwasher and an air fryer as well.
That's exciting. I've never used an air fryer. I've heard so many stories. Oh, got lots of friends with air fryers. Tell me all the things they can cook on it. Apparently they do a really good roast.
But this is the thing. I'm like, who's going to like...
Chicken nuggets. I'm going to get frozen chicken nuggets. They're going to be on permanent supply in the freezer for the 3 days I'm here for the new kitchen.
That does sound good. But this is a thing, like, people, like, go to heat up stuff in the microwave, and, like, usually lunch at work is you bringing leftovers or going and getting takeout.
That's, not anymore. I'm going to be getting some marinated chicken wings.
That's the thing. Like, it's never, like, full-on cooking a meal, but I feel like that's now what it's going to turn into.
Yeah.
Like, are we going to have air fryer Fridays? Like, someone brings in a different product?
I like the idea of that Friday, spelled F-R-Y. Yeah. Here's the thing. I'm worried about the arguments that are going to start. Because there's already arguments about how the kitchen was left, the previous kitchen. So we've got a sink, and sometimes people leave dirty dishes on the sink. Sometimes people will clean their dishes but leave them to drip dry. And everyone had their own idea of the correct standard for the workplace. Mm. I'm worried the air fryer, because I feel like doesn't the little mesh tray thing get pretty rank if you're not on top of the cleaning?
You need to wash every now and then. Yeah. And give it a good wipe out. But then we're getting the dishwasher, which is going to be a whole other extra thing, because I've never worked in an office where the kitchen dishwasher hasn't been a point of discussion about whose job it is to empty it.
Well, I've never worked in an office with a kitchen dishwasher. This is new to me. This is new ground. But I know from at home, the dishwasher also starts arguments over how to stack it, because there's a right way and a wrong way.
Like a week, I feel like as much as I want to have the dishwasher here, because...
We've got an OH&S officer. We're going to need a dishwasher officer and an air dryer officer.
Who wants to be that officer, though? I feel like it's just going to be like... not worth it, because you're just going to start even more arguments. So we may as well just... And it'll get to the point of being like, that's it, no more dishwasher. And we'll be like, well, what was the point of renovating
we'll
the kitchen?
Padlock up the dishwasher and never be allowed to use it again.
What's hot and what's not?
Thanks to the Western Hotel.
That's right, hot or not time. A topic is presented. You can't sit on the fence. You've got to decide if it is hot or not. Are you ready to go?
Yeah. Did you want to start?
Sure.
Do it.
Alrighty. Wearing beanies inside.
3, 2, 1.
Hot.
I'm going to say not, because I always got raised that wearing a hat inside is rude.
Okay.
And to me, a beanie is a hat. And I also think that you shouldn't have to wear beanies inside, because aircon or heating should cover that.
Yeah. This is where I disagree, because in my mind, a beanie fits the same category as a jacket. It's more utility rather than fashionable.
Okay.
So because you were wearing a beanie inside a bit earlier.
Yeah, because it's freezing cold in here.
So it's more about keeping warm, whereas a hat is about keeping sun off, and assumably if you're inside, there should be no sun. That's my thoughts.
I think it's a not.
Here's mine. Scented candles.
3, 2, 1.
Not.
Hot. I have so many.
Oh, man. I don't know if it's just the scented candles or if it's all scented candles, but Alice, my wife, lit one yesterday evening. She had a new one. She's like, I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
Why not? It wasn't nice. I don't know what it was meant to be, whether it was meant to be like roses or something.
There is different preferences, kind of like perfume. I think the same. Like in our household, I really like a fruity kind of smelling candle, and Griggs does not. So we've kind of just stopped buying them because it
that's the compromise. We'll have nothing.
We'll just have nothing because we don't know what scent. But I'm a big fan of candles because they're just nice. It makes me think of like winter, a cold day.
My thing, I like the scent of regular candle. Like just a regular wax candle. when you snuff that out, the smoke that it sort of leaves in the room, that's a nice smell for me.
So you want a scented candle that is the smell of smoke of a wax candle burnt out.
I want a candle-scented candle. That's what I wanted to say on the packet.
Okay then.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. Another podcast over. You can tune in to Josh and Maddie live weekdays from 6 on Power FM Ballarat.